Tom, the Trump administration has been widely accused of trying to sabotage the Affordable Care Act, which Trump campaigned against and Republicans tried unsuccessfully to repeal in 2017. But guess what? The ACA, the Affordable Care Act markets, are actually stabilizing in the marketplace. To get the latest, we welcome Sarah Hansard. She is Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter joining us on the phone. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us. Give us a sense of how the Affordable Care Act is actually playing out in the market today.
Well, for 2020, the premiums are actually going down 4%, and that's the second year in a row that they've gone down. Last year, they went down 1%. You're also seeing more insurers coming into the market. They've got 20 more insurers coming in, so again, that's the second year in a row where you've got more insurers coming in, and that means that there's only two states now that only have one insurer selling in their exchange, last year there were five, so That's very good news for consumers. Prices are down. They've got more choice.
So it's interesting. There has been a lot of pushback on this Affordable Care Act, but from all parts, from lawmakers, right, from the insurance industry. But nevertheless, it seems to be gaining some traction. What's the outlook for this market and this healthcare kind of construct?
Well, right now the outlook is very good. Of course, if there were to be a court decision striking down the law, that would change everything. But I think that's very unlikely in the final analysis. But in the meantime, this market is stabilizing. Insurers are making more money in it. In fact, they're having to make big refunds this year because they made under the law's requirements, they made too much money in 2018. So they're coming back because they're making money, and that's like I said, it's good for consumers.
Sarah Hansard with this with Bloomberg Law, yeah. A spectacular article on the emotion in the detail of the Affordable Care Act, whether Republican or Democrat. Sarah, what's not in the article, and am I right on this, that the premiums are coming down and the insurance companies are doing better than good? And is that because the deductibles of all of this are sky high?
The deductibles have been high all along. Yeah. I doubt if there's much change in deductibles. The plans are still expensive. What the administration and many Democrats, really, and Republicans too, have emphasized is that if you don't get subsidies or if you don't get very much in subsidies, these plans are very, very expensive. You know, for 2020, for a family of four, it's like about $1,500 a month.
Yeah, $17,000 bucks a year. That's huge money. Yeah, but what I hear anecdotally, and folks, correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, all anybody talks about is the deductibles.
Yep.
They're ginormous. Are the deductibles going to come down? Will the deductibles come down?
Well, they're not coming down yet. Now, that might be something, for the future. But they're not. No, the short answer is no, they're not coming down. They're trying to find new things, like perhaps allowing insurance companies to at least let people go to the doctor, just for a checkup without having to use your deductible first.
Well, thank you. I mean, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong. You make $40,000 bucks a year. Mm-hmm, your premium mm-hmm. for a family of four is $17,000 bucks, and the deductible is this ginormous amount. Nobody's got the pocket change for.
So, Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the goals of this Affordable Care Act was to attract more people onto the insurance rolls. What has happened to that? Has that, in fact, occurred?
Well, the uninsured rate, according to the Census Bureau, went up a significant amount in terms of statistics. But a big part of that, most of that increase in the uninsured, is for people who are above 300% of the poverty level. Now, that speaks to the issue of if you don't get much in the way of subsidies, you can't afford these plans, if you don't have employer-sponsored plans. So the uninsured rate has been ticking up. In terms of the enrollees in the exchanges, they've been sort of going down slightly, and for 2019 it was a little over close to 11 million. We'll see what it's going to be for 2020. But the big thing that policymakers have to tackle, and they do know this, but they just need to do it, is the underlying healthcare costs. And the legislation, there is legislation that has bipartisan support to at least tackle surprise medical bills. That would help with that. But then the argument gets to be the doctors want arbitration as a pricing dispute mechanism, and the insurers and the employers who are paying for most of these bills don't, because they figure that the doctors would just forum shop and then get an arbitrator who would give them, you know, the most favorable rate.
Sarah, thank you so much. Sarah Hanser, Bloomberg Law, writing on this intractable medical crisis of America.